So this bill, it requires that people who have photos or videos of animal abuse, they have to turn that evidence over pretty quickly to law enforcement. It sounds like a good thing. It sounds like something that's intended to stop abuse.
It does sound that way. But animal rights groups say it could have the opposite effect. Activists such as the Humane Society, they've made some big splashes in recent years. They spend months collecting undercover video. You may have seen these cows who could barely stand up as they were being prodded into the slaughterhouse. That resulted in a big meat recall out of California. And then in our own backyard, we had some surreptitious footage collected of Tennessee walking horses. Video of trainers clubbing horses and putting irritating chemicals on their ankles, a violation called soring that makes the horses kick higher because of the pain. Well, these undercover workers put together a documentary-style presentation and got national attention, ultimately led to the conviction of a Hall of Fame horse trainer, though you also had some within the industry calling these isolated incidents.
So how would this proposed law stop recordings like this?
If it becomes law, these animal rights activists, and maybe even journalists, would have to turn over their video within 48 hours of being collected. The argument is this gets law enforcement involved more quickly, but folks from the Humane Society say police don't get interested in livestock abuse until a pattern of abuse can be shown over time, and their point is that handing over this footage just tips off the offender, who could say, you know, that was an isolated incident, we won't let it happen again.
All right, so the sponsor of this bill is Senator Dolores Gresham from Somerville, and the Humane Society sting on horse soaring, that actually happened in her district, and she says animal rights groups, they shouldn't be doing the work of police.
Investigations and documentation, if that's what is required, needs to be done by law enforcement, not by vigilantes.
So Gresham's proposal was delayed in the Senate on Thursday. It's rescheduled for tomorrow. What was the pushback from other lawmakers here?
Many Democrats are opposed, but you've also got some Republicans now coming out against it too, questioning the motives even. Senator Mark Norris, who's the majority leader, put it politely, he sort of played devil's advocate on the floor, saying if this is really about stopping animal abuse, why not make it a misdemeanor to not report abuse even if you've just seen it, not just filmed it? And it's worth noting, this is limited to livestock, so has nothing to do with filming abuse of pets, for instance.
So what groups here in Tennessee support this?
The Tennessee Cattlemen's Association is in favor. An official tells me they want endangered cows to be rescued if need be. And while they haven't come out officially in support, the Tennessee Walking Horse Association's president says he supports turning over video evidence to law enforcement.
So animal rights activists have dubbed these proposals ag-gag laws, and they've been introduced around the country, right?
Yeah, the Humane Society is tracking 11 states with this kind of legislation that criminalizes long-term collecting of evidence of animal abuse. After some high-profile stings, you know, there have been attempts to restrict taking pictures at all of agriculture operations in many states. Kansas, Montana, North Dakota, they have restrictions making it unlawful to photograph a farm without consent of the owner. And while Tennessee could be next, it is worth remembering right now lawmakers are nearing the end of the session here, and if debate on this topic looks like it's going to keep them in Nashville even just a day longer, you may see them push it off till next year.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director, and he joins us on Mondays to talk about what's happening at the state capitol.